section two, four, sub four, sub B, I don't know what's, how that's going to be applied. I don't have the faintest idea how it's going to be applied. That's why I don't like it. I don't know what you will mean when you vote yes on it.
That's okay. We're not sure what he means when he votes. Unless he tells us that.
And I, you know, I do see that as a problem.
Could I ask Mr. Sandrock and Gary if they want to add or subtract from that?
Pete Sandrock, Oregon District Attorneys Association. It's our view that this will give the courts what they've been asking for, and to the extent that we have been able to divine with any particularity Justice Lindy's special views in this area, we've tried to address those.
Mr. Chair, Representative Kopetsky, I think the answer to your question is yes, you will have done what the court asked you to do in Kessler and in other cases. And Mr. Jacobson is right to a certain extent. There are questions that will remain. What this bill does is start the courts down the right track. It starts asking the right questions. It separates the question of how many convictions should be entered from the question of what is the appropriate response in terms of sentence to the entire course of criminal conduct. And that's a tremendous first step. There will be additional court decisions, but the court will be grappling with the application of criteria that reflect in some principled way what the legislature is saying judges should consider in making the punishment decision or the sentencing decision. I think that's a tremendous improvement over the current situation.
Mr. Chair, quite eloquent there. So probably what's going to happen there is going to be some cases, short-term, there's going to be cases in this area, and hopefully after a few years it's going to settle out, and as we get some particular or fact situations, some that may deviate from the norm, let's say, the parameters will be more clearly defined, and will enhance the standards that we tried to do here in the statute.
That's the idea, and the other, you know, the purpose of the criteria is to try to have that evening effect that you referred to, so that a defendant in Harney County will have roughly the same treatment at the hands of the sentencing judge as a defendant in Multnomah County. At least the same factors are going to be considered.
Thank you, Derek.
Okay. Anyone else who wants to make any comment on the amendments to 2331? Okay, is there any motion on the amendments as amended?
Did you want to move?
Yes, Representative Kopetsky.
I would move the amendments to House Bill 2331 with the friendly amendments included.
Sure. Okay, Representative Kopetsky moves the amendments as amended to House Bill 2331, which has been attached to and made part of the engrossed version bearing the date 5/29/85. Is there further discussion? Is there any objection to those amendments? If not, they're adopted. Representative Kopetsky?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2331 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. No. Does it go on to Ways and Means? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, Representative Kopetsky moves House Bill 2331 as amended to the okay, 2331 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. So further discussion? If not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
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 Aye. OK, Okay, we have a representative here from Senator Olson's office on SCR 13 or 14? 13. Ms. Adams, did you want to... Sorry for the late notice to your office, but if you could just provide us some brief background on this, we'd be glad to hear from you and possibly take action on that today. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm Julie Adams, and on behalf of Senator Olson, who has been a key instigator of great decisions in Southern Oregon, and myself as a member of the World Affairs Council that started Great Decisions 30 years ago in Portland, I'd like to speak in favor of SCR 13, which commemorates the 30th anniversary of Great Decisions. Great Decisions is a nationwide program designed to educate and stimulate informed discussion on issues of pressing world importance. Groups meet bimonthly. This year, the following topics were addressed: Iran, Iraq war, South Africa, Ethiopia, U.S.-Soviet relations, Argentina, and Cuba. All meetings present both sides of the issue and allow for audience participation. In the Portland area, several splinter groups have formed to continue this tradition of discussing issues. With a large influx of membership in these groups, there's clearly a need and interest being met. Commemorating Great Decisions is akin to thanking the Foreign Policy Association for providing a quality milieu in which to discuss critical topics.
Okay, are there any questions for Ms. Adams? If not, thank you very much for coming out. Okay, this is posted for possible work session. Representative Kopetsky?
Chair, I move SCR 13 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Kopetsky moves Senate Concurrent Resolution 13 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. And this is a resolution on memorial, so maybe we're safe. Although I'm not sure.
Darn balls. You sure about that?
Senator Olson.
Not sure about many things, but I know Senator Olson would, I'm sure, not bring this to us unless he felt it was important for us to act. Is there further discussion on the motion? Okay, if not, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Miller?
No.
Peters?
Phillips? Aye.
Aye. Motion's adopted. Good American makes a great decision.
I wanted to have a no vote.
There may be opportunity for...
Always vote for me.
Yes.
Appreciate the courtesy to allow Senator Olson's bill to move to full committee. Okay, we've got 2642 as our last bill up. We are excused until we get called. However, Representative Kopetsky, I know you've got a conference committee. Apparently, Representative Hill is down in the Speaker's office. Do we know the whereabouts of Representative Peterson so we can continue in the work session? Well, we're at a loss here.
We may have bills.
I don't recall the list of bills down on the floor.
Is that... we got paid. Okay, then I'll say it this way. Is that bill with the Senate water rates up this afternoon? Anybody know?
Sorry, what?
Scenic waterway bill, no one.
I think it's going back to committee.
I shouldn't hope it is, but
yeah, we can go.
Is it up?
See. Well, what happened to Mr. Groom? Is he outside?
This is the last bill up, is it?
Yeah. I think this is a bill that needs all members present.
Oh, this is the recording bill.
It's about
four. Yeah. I think you might need all members for that.
Well, okay, going to go ahead and adjourn for the day. I'm sorry, but I don't think we can. Dave, can you maybe just briefly tell us where we're at on 2642? Mr. Sandrock, why don't you come up too? We're missing a couple members who are excused. I think you can count as well as I can. I don't know if we're going to make any progress here with those excused members.
Okay.
But why don't you tell us the results of your conversation, Mr. Sandrock, and whether
okay.
or not you've been able to reach any agreement or what the policy choice is for us.
What we did, and basically it appears to me that to answer your question directly, we're not going to be able to reach total compromise on this bill. The district attorneys do not like the idea of exclusion as being the remedy. And in thinking about it in terms of my membership, I don't think they would be willing to accept anything less than exclusion as being the ultimate remedy. What we have done as far as an amendment is concerned, I don't think we'll make our membership very happy either, but at least it would be something, and that is to provide for, I don't know if everybody has a copy of the amendments that I have, okay? It's line 5, or let's see, line 3 and 4 to make, basically the thrust of it would be to require that the, in a police station or police vehicle, that the confession or statement be tape recorded. That doesn't go very far when you think about the number of times people are approached in their cars or in their homes. So it really is not a real significant requirement that where the tape recorders are most likely to be available, and that's in the police station or the police vehicle, that tape recording be done. There's one other amendment that did not make it onto this sheet that I would propose that would answer the concern of Dale Penn in his testimony, and that is I believe it would be, would come in as a new subsection 2 in section 2, and that would be to say that if the person making the statement refuses to allow tape recording, that statement would not be inadmissible. Did I say that right?
Okay, what I would like to do, because we're due down on the phone, we've got a conference committee, and we do have an additional amendment that Mr. Penn had proposed, which apparently is not here.
Well, I proposed it, but
okay.
In response to Mr. Penn.
In response to Mr. Penn. I would like to have our council go ahead and prepare that amendment in addition to these amendments in LC form. And because in terms of the remedy, whether it's going to be suppression, I think that's, we understand the DAs are against that, you're for it. I understand that the bill is passed without the suppression remedy, your association probably would have to back off of it.
That's correct.
Though the DAs might be able to support it in that form, although even that is, I'll leave that to the DAs to speak for themselves. I think those two issues are clear enough to decide in full committee, and rather than delay with another subcommittee hearing, just present it before the full committee, unless there's some objection to that. Representative Phillips? Representative Miller? Well, we can reschedule this for subcommittee on Monday, and then we'll take it to full committee, if that's what members would desire to do.
Well, you've got the votes out of the rest of them, you'll take it if you don't.
Okay. That's fine. We'll see you in subcommittee on Monday.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other business? If not, we're adjourned.
I know I haven't forgotten.
What?
Well, no, it's okay. Yeah.